Way I'm going, oh my God, they're going to fire me. Oh my God, they know I'm an alcoholic. They know I stuck needles in my arm. They know. I'm like freaking out. And I call my sponsor. Thank God for sponsors. And she goes, breathe, pause, bring God in, go see what the general manager wants, and then call me back. She goes, just listen to what she has to say. So I go in, I sit down, I'm breathing. And she goes, Linda, I just want to congratulate you. You're the top salesperson in Canada, and we want to give you a promotion. So I'm going like, thank you, Alcoholics Anonymous. There's the dime's work for a nickel's pay, right there and then. You know, I never give credit to anything but God and Alcoholics Anonymous, because it ain't me, baby. That's not what I do. That's what you taught me how to do. You told me to act differently than I feel, to take contrary action, to suit up, to show up, to do those things. So I got this great promotion, you know, and I had a great time working at that store. And then what happened to me was I was thinking, you know, if I'm going to work in retail, I think I should work on Rodeo Drive in Beverly Hills. That's what I think. So I go phone up my pilot friend and go down to L.A. and I go into Saks Fifth Avenue on Rodeo Drive, and I ask for this woman who used to be my rep up in Vancouver, and she wasn't there that day, so I put my phone number on this little sticky. It's this little tiny sticky. And she goes, yeah, we'll give it to her. Well, that was January. I never heard anything January, February, March, April. May, I get a phone call. And she goes, Linda, it's Saks Fifth Avenue. We just wanted to fly you down for an interview. I'm just going, okay, this is great. Phone my friends in LA. I go down to Saks Fifth Avenue. And then the thing is, I got the job. And then you know what happened? That girl that couldn't make a commitment anywhere, anytime. Well, now I have an apartment. It's fully furnished. I sponsored 10 or 12 women. I have a life in Vancouver that I wasn't willing to give up. And I don't know about you, but that was so significant for me to say, no, you know what? I love my life. I love my life in Vancouver. And I came back to Vancouver, and it's a good thing because you know what? God knows what's going on. God knew I needed to be in Vancouver when I got the next news. And I went to work the next day, and I got told I got to go to the doctor right away, and I have cancer. And then he told me, the doctor said I was going to die. But I knew by now that I could walk through and go through anything. And I'm not sure if the woman is at the conference that her daughter's going through cancer, but I was that daughter at 5 years sober. And I remember how my mom looked at me and my dad looked like that. Everyone that looked at me, you know, they thought I was going to die, which back then the C word was, you know, cancer. Well, it still is, you know, but what happened to me that night is there was a woman in Alcoholics Anonymous, and there was a woman speaking at UBC that night, and her name was Ann Wigmore, and she was an alternative whatever for cancer. And anyways, I went to that seminar that night, and three people stood up with the same type of cancer that I had and said they were recovered from it. So I felt like I was in an AA meeting, and basically what happened, I went home and I was going to save my money and I was going to go to Boston, because that's where it was. And what happened is my brother, I phoned him and he said, no, you're going to go to Boston tomorrow. And I went to Boston the next day, and I did this alternative. Now I need you guys to know, back then, you think it's woo-woo now, vegans? You should have seen 30 years ago. It's like, you want me to what? You want me to drink green juice and give up meat and give up this? And like, it was crazy. Like, I'm telling you, I remember being there going, okay, this is really weird. But what happened is I started to have, like, I guess what happens when your body detoxes is I started detoxing. And when I was detoxing, I started to have dreams about that dad, Storm and Norman. And I started to have dreams about the fights and the violence and all of it. And in my dreams, there was a member from my home group, and he kept saying, Linder, you have to forgive him. You have to deal with this. Like, just this whole thing going on in my dreams. It was so weird. And I remember going home to my home group, and when I got home, I said to this guy, Tim, I said, Tim, you kept coming in my dream in Boston, and you kept telling me all this stuff that I needed to do with the steps around my dad. And then the weirdest thing about it was, he goes, Linder, that is really weird, because I was in Boston the whole time you're talking. It's like, woo! And the other thing that happened in Boston with those sober people in Boston, they walked me through that experience. The greatest thing about Alcoholics Anonymous is we go to meetings. When our life gets tough, the tough go to meetings. That's what we do.